Well, let's hear directly from a Republican member of Congress now. Texas Republican Congressman Randy Weber joins us from his home in Friendswood, Texas. Congressman, welcome.
Well, thank you, Jeremy. Glad to be on with you.
And what's your reaction, first of all, to what the president laid out last night?
Well, I haven't looked at his speech in its entirety. My staff's been poring over it. I will tell you that from my district's perspective, we've been getting lots of phone calls and lots of emails, and people are angry.
Angry because why? Because they disagree with what he's doing or because they disagree with how he's going about it?
I think it's the latter, how he's going about it. I would tell you, Jeremy, that as I reflect on this, I think he's missed a golden opportunity to work with the new Congress. You know, when he was running, of course, candidate Obama said he would reach across the aisles and he would work. He would have a transparent administration, and you know, we can talk about all those other things, Benghazi and whatever. But the trust factor for this president is down. I think they sent him Americans sent a message on November the 4th that they were tired of the gridlock. They were tired of the bickering. They wanted us to work together. And here was a golden opportunity to do that. And they're very angry that he has gone around the House of Representatives.
Well, I assume there would be people on the other side who would say, if you wanted to work together, why not have the House pass the Senate bill that passed in a bipartisan way for comprehensive immigration reform, a bill that I'm sure he would be happy to sign?
Well, we didn't like the bill. And so, let me ask you this, Jeremy. How would he like it if the House said, you know what, the president needs to appoint this person to a court or a commission or whatever. But the president hasn't acted. So I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and send over to the Senate an appointment, you know, Supreme Court, whatever. If we stepped into the presidential powers area, what's clearly delineated in the Constitution, there would be an uprising. And, Jeremy, I would further add, why is it okay for Harry Reid to sit on budget bills that the House sent over to the Senate last October, for example, to avert the government shutdown that Reid and Obama caused? Why is it okay for Reid, for the Senate to sit on bills, but not the House?
You know, I'm sure that there would be many people who would say that it wasn't Reid and Obama, but the House Republicans who caused the government shutdown, or even perhaps some in the Senate. But I want to go right there. Do you think that this is cause for a shutdown? Are you planning on causing a government shutdown because of this?
Absolutely not. I go back to what I said earlier. Americans on November the 4th said they're tired of the bickering, tired of the gridlock. They expect us to work together. By all outward appearances, from what I'm seeing from the Republican conference, we've got bills, and we will fund everything that's legal and right and that the Americans expect us to do, because we do want to get this economy moving, and we do want jobs going again. We don't want the government shut down. Now, the question becomes, if we send that over to them and defund any attempt at doing this end run around Congress, which has made Americans so angry, does Harry Reid table it? Does the president not sign it? Do they stamp their feet like petulant children again and say, no, we don't like that bill?
Are you saying you're going to do that, that there will be language that would defund this particular thing?
No, what I'm saying, Jeremy, is from the discussion that I've been hearing around the Republican conference, the ideas bantered around back and forth, we want to fund everything that's right and good for Americans. And I believe they expect us to, and rightfully so. Now, do they want us to not take an out-of-control president who once again is doing an end run around Congress to task? I think they do want us to hold him accountable and to do this in such a way that the president has to understand that, and here he is, a purported constitutional scholar, three branches of government. On the legislative branch, there's two chambers, Senate and House. He doesn't get to dictate to the House, just pass a clean CR and send it to me. I'm sorry, Mr. President, but you don't have that kind of power. And in fact, Jeremy, if you think back, you know, there's been some 22 times when he said he couldn't address unilaterally the immigration problem. He said he's not a king, he's the president.
Well, and here's what he said to critics like you last night. This is exactly what he said.
To those members of Congress who question my authority to make our immigration system work better, or question the wisdom of me acting where Congress has failed, I have one answer. Pass a bill.
So what do you say to that, Congressman?
You know what? There's hope there, Jeremy. It's almost as if he understands that the ball needs to be in Congress's court. And so we do question his authority, not only us, but the American public as well. That's why they're so angry. You look at the latest polls to see that. So maybe there's hope this guy might absolutely wake up, deal with the reality that an American and quit being in denial that on November the 4th, Americans sent him a message that he needs to quit going around in Congress, that he needs to let Congress do its job. Now, yes, it's going to be hard. Yes, it's going to take time. But he no more gets to step in front of Congress and take over our role than, like I said earlier, we would start appointing Supreme Court judges, a new attorney general. You go right down the list.
That's Congressman Randy Weber, Republican from Texas, and it sounds like we heard from his dog there a little bit too. Congressman, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jerry.